What a great story that was. What a great story from the Bible. Now, that story talked about these 10 people having a harmful skin disease. A harmful skin disease. Other versions of the Bible tell us that that was a disease called leprosy. Now, leprosy was a really, really bad disease to have in Bible times. Yes, it was a skin disease, but if you had it really badly, if you had it really, really bad, your whole hand would drop off. You'd lose your whole hand if you had leprosy badly. But that wasn't even the worst thing about it. The worst thing about having leprosy was that people didn't understand it and they were scared of it. And so if you had it, you had to leave your family, you had to leave your friends, you had to leave all the people you loved. And you could only hang out with other people who had leprosy. That's why in our story, 10 of them were all together. Because they couldn't hang out with anyone else, only with one another. And they couldn't join in any of the parties or anything like that. And they got healed by Jesus. When they met Jesus, they were healed. It was amazing. Their hand grew back. If their hand had dropped off, it grew back. How amazing was that? But that wasn't the most amazing thing that happened to those people that day. The most amazing thing that happened to them was that where they'd been told before that they were unclean and couldn't be part of society, suddenly they were. They could go and they could join in with everything again. So it's no surprise, is it, that all 10 of them went, yes, that's really exciting, and ran up to Jesus and said thank you. Because that's what happened, wasn't it? Did all 10 of them go to say Jesus and say thank you? No. How many of them said thank you?
One.
Just one. Only one of them said thank you. The other 9 went off to enjoy their new lives as clean people who could be with their friends and their family. Now the thing is, Jesus died and rose again, and so he's still alive now. And that means that we now can meet Jesus too. And we can be changed by him as well. Because you see, like the lepers, this is me. It may not look like me, but it is me, okay? This is me. I'm unclean. Just like those lepers, I'm unclean. Because you know what? I don't love people as much as I should love them. I don't love God as much as I should love him. And because of that, I can't actually be with God. I'm over here. Because God over there, God is perfect. God is pure. God gives life to everything. But I can't be with him because I'm unclean, because I do things wrong all the time. There's a big gap. It's a dangerous gap. If you fell down there at that size, that would hurt, wouldn't it? It's a big gap. We can't get there. We can't get there by ourselves. But you know what's really amazing is that God loves me, even though I'm unclean. He loves me. Put your hands up if you were at Holiday Club in the summer. Who was there? Yeah, there were some grown-ups there as well. Come on, grown-ups, Steve. Yeah? Keep your hand up if you can remember the memory verse from all that time back. I should hope you can, Beth. Who can remember the memory verse? Anyone brave enough to shout it out for me? Go on, then. Who shouted me loudest over? Go on, go on. Well done. So if you couldn't hear that, that was God showed his love for us when he sent his only son into the world to give us life. And what that verse means is that God loved us enough for Jesus, who died and rose again, the only person who lived a perfect life, who died for me because he loved me. And what that means is that if I choose to follow him, I become clean. I don't stop doing all those things I talked about before. I still do them all. But Jesus took them all away when he died. And that means that I can come over here and I can spend time with God and I can be friends with God. Now, I've had some great gifts given to me over the years, when I was poorly and my friends loved me and sent me presents. They were really good gifts. But you know, those gifts didn't actually last a particularly long time. This gift lasts forever. And it's the greatest gift I've ever been given in my life. And I know it's true for a lot of people here too. But you know what? Sometimes we're a bit like those nine people, aren't we? A bit like those nine men. We maybe don't say thank you quite enough. And if we remember Captain Underpants, and if we remember when I said thank you to my friends who sent me those presents when I was poorly, saying thank you helps us to remember just how great that gift is and just how much we're loved. So we need to say thank you more because God deserves to hear us say thank you, but also because it helps us to remember how much he loves us. So I'm going to say a prayer for us, and then Will is going to come up and take us through the next part of our service. So let's pray. Father God, thank you that you made the world for us to enjoy. We're sorry that we don't enjoy it in the way that you intended always. We're sorry that we don't love each other as much as we should. We're sorry that we don't love you as much as we should. But that even when we don't love you, you love us completely and perfectly. Enough to send your son into the world so that we can have life and be friends with you. Amen.